今天的经文是马可福音的第五章24-34节，耶稣就和他同去，有许多人跟随拥挤他。有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点儿也不见好，病势反倒更重了。她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，夹在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说，我只摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。于是他血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说，谁摸我的衣裳？门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来伏伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。耶稣对她说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安地回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Good afternoon.
下午好。
Today at all of our services, we are thinking about the work of Baptist World Aid.
今天我们在四场这个聚会里都考虑到这个浸信会世界帮助的事情。
As Christians, Baptist World Aid works around the world in many countries to help people in poverty.Or with hunger, or with housing, or with toilets, or with education.
你知道浸信会的世界援助在世界各地都有各种不同的服饰帮助能解决他们的贫困的问题像住房、教育等等。
And many people in our church sponsor children, $48 a month, which helps them and their families.
你知道我们的教会呢有很多人呢他们帮助那些个穷苦地方的孩子一个月呢40澳元。
Our church has sponsored over 200 children.
我们的教会呢资助了200个孩子。
And with some more people sponsored children after the morning service.
今天呢早晨的聚会之呢也有人来提出要赞助这些孩子们。
And our speaker today, Cameron, is from Baptist World Aid.
你知道我们今天的讲员 Cameron 呢他就是从这个浸信会的世界援助过来的。
Cameron grew up in this church.
Cameron 呢，他是从这个教会里成长起来的。
When I started 21 years ago, he was one of my pastors.
当21年前我在这里开始这个聚会的时候呢，Cameron 呢是这里的牧师。
He went to be a pastor at Menai Baptist Church.
后来呢，他去门奈的浸信会呢做牧师。
And then to Kiama Baptist, very nice place.
后来去凯亚纳这个浸信会做牧师，是个非常好的地区。
And he's been working for Baptist World Aid for 5 years now.
他现在为这个浸信会的世界援助呢，已经工作了5年了。
He travels around the Baptist churches and speaks about God's heart for the poor.
他到各地的这个浸信会里去旅游宣讲，然后呢，传讲神对这些个穷人的爱。
Please welcome him as he comes forward.
我们欢迎他们。
你好吗？I have a wife and 2 children.
我呢有一个妻子，还有两个孩子。
And my son is Taiwanese.
My son is Taiwanese.
Yeah.
Okay. 他的儿子是台湾人。
Yeah, we adopted him from Taiwan.
他是收养他的。
你好，谢谢，再见。
你好，谢谢，再见。
My Mandarin's not very good.
他的中文说得很好。
I wish my Mandarin was better.
他希望能中文说得更好。
But thank you for having me here today.
谢谢你今天让我在这里来讲。
It's a real privilege to speak to you today.
对我来说是一个非常大的荣幸。
谢谢。
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 Thank you.
As we come to God's word, let's come before Him in prayer.
他们说讲神的话之前，我们首先低头祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊
，Thank you for your word.
谢谢你赐给我们的话语。
That teaches us that you have saved us.
圣经告诉我们，你已经拯救了我们。
through your Son Jesus.
借着你的儿子拯救我们。
And teaches us who you are.
求你教导我们，让我们认识你是谁。
And in light of that truth,
在真理的里面。
Teaches us how you want us to be your followers.
让我们教导我们该怎么样成为忠心跟随你的门徒。
Open up your word to us today.
今天求你啊，打开你的话语。
That we might be more like Jesus.
使我们更多的来像耶稣。
We pray in His name. Amen.
我奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Friends, have you ever felt truly powerless in your life?
朋友们，你是不是有曾经有过感觉到在生活中感觉到无能为力呢？
There was the one time I accidentally invited myself to a high tea.
有一次啊，有人去邀请我去参加一个下午茶的活动。
Only to find out it was a ladies only event.
后来去了才发现是个女士的一个活动。
It made me feel like an outsider, but not powerless.
这让我感觉到自己像个局外人，但不是无能为力。
Let's be honest, friends.
让我们啊，诚实地说。
I am white, middle-aged, wealthy, educated male.
我是一个啊，富有的啊，中年的白人。受过良好的教育，而且是男的男性。
And I live in this wonderful country called Australia.
我们生活在这个澳大利亚这个非常伟大的国家。
I know a lot about power and privilege.
我对能力、对特权有很多的了解。
And I know very little about powerlessness.
但是我对这个无能力的感理解却很少。
But back in New Year's Eve 1993.
但是回到啊1993年的跨年。那一夜
I got a glimpse of what it means to be powerless.
我稍微品尝了一下什么叫无能为力的感觉。
I was working for the ANZ Bank at the time.
那个时候呢，我为 NZ 这个银行的工作。
As a part-time bank teller.
在那里我做这个就是兼职的啊，这个收银员。
When two armed robbers walked into my branch.
结果有两名武装的劫匪走进了这个叫他的银行。
And held me up at gunpoint.
用枪顶着他。
My ordeal only lasted a few minutes.
虽然我的这个考验呢，只持续了几分钟。
But it had a profound impact on my life.
但这件事对我的生活产生了深远的影响。
Because no one likes to feel powerless.
因为没有人想要感觉到自己无能为力。
Well, the story today.
在今天的故事中呢。
Jesus' encounter with this bleeding woman.
耶稣呢和这个血漏的妇人相遇。
Sadly, we never find out her name.
可惜的是，我们不知道她的名字。
Is all about God's power.
在这里呢，讲到的是神的大能。
In the midst of true powerlessness.
在一种完全的无能为力的这个状态中。
And how Jesus engages with this bleeding woman.
我们看看耶稣呢是怎么样与这个血漏的妇人女人相交。
Not only gives us great insight into who he is,
不仅让我们能够了解他是谁
but gives us great insight into how we should use our privilege and power.
而且能够启示我们啊，知道怎么样利用我们的特权和能力
to help the powerless seek justice.
能帮助那些无能为力的人寻求正义
So if you have your Bibles with you today,
如果你今天有圣经
Please keep them open to Mark chapter 5.
请你打开呢，在马可福音的第五章。
And the story begins in the second half of verse 24.
这故事呢，开始于二十四节的下半部分。
With a great crowd following Jesus.
有很多的人跟随耶稣。
And in the crowd is a woman we will discover is powerless.
在这人群中呢，这个女人呢，是完全的无能为力。
We have been told that she has been subject to bleeding for 12 years.
圣经告诉我们，她已经患上十二年的血肉。
Now, it should be obvious to all of us.
这个情况啊，对我们每个人说是显而易见的。
But just in case it isn't,
啊，如果你不了解的呢？
Mark writes that this woman has suffered a great deal.
马可福音在这里写到呢，说这个女人呢受了很多的苦。
She has gone to many doctors.
她去了很多的医生。
She has spent all her money.
她花尽了她的很多的钱。
But instead of getting better,
非但没有变好呢。
Her situation has just got worse.
她的状况呢变得越来越糟糕。
Her situation must have been truly horrendous.
她的情况一定是非常可怕的。
I cannot even begin to imagine what life would have been like for this woman.
对我来说，我简直没有办法想象这个女人会过怎么样的一种生活。
But despite her obvious physical suffering,
尽管她的身体上遭受了很多的明显的痛苦。
Her terrible situation is compounded by her society.
她的情况呢，因着她的社会情况呢，变得更加复杂。
That has left her completely powerless.
使她呢，完全的感觉到无能为力。
And her isolation and marginalization,
她完全的被孤立，被边缘化。
Can be illustrated by the structure of the Jewish temple.
通过我们啊，对犹太教这个圣殿的结构就可以知道。
The Jewish temple was structured in a number of courtyards.
你知道犹太的圣殿的建筑呢，是由一系列的庭院所组成的。
At the center was the Holy of Holies.
我们在中心呢是这个至圣所。
That is where God Himself dwelt.
那就是神自己居住的地方。
Outside the Holy of Holies was another courtyard.
在至圣所之外呢是另一个庭院。
Where Jewish priests were allowed to go.
只有这个啊，大祭司呢才可以进去。
Outside of that courtyard was another courtyard.
啊，在这个院之外呢，有另一外院。
Where Jewish men were allowed to go.
只有犹太的男人才可能进去。
Outside of that courtyard was another courtyard.
在那个院子之外呢，有另一个院子。
Where Jewish men, women, and children were allowed.
在那里呢，男人、女人和儿童呢都可以进去。
And then finally was another courtyard.
最外边呢是那个另一个。
Where Jews and Gentiles together were allowed.
这里呢，外国人还有啊啊犹太人都可以进去。
Everyone was allowed in that courtyard.
你在那个院子里呢，所有的人都可以进去。
Except bleeding women.
除唯一的啊，就排除的就是经期的妇人。
They were considered unclean.
因为啊，在犹太人觉得他们是不洁净的。
Anything this woman touched.
任何啊，这个女人所碰过的东西
，was to be destroyed，
都要被毁掉。
And any person this woman touched，
任何接触这个啊女人的妇人呢
，was considered unclean，
都认为是不洁净的。
She couldn't work，
她不能工作。
She couldn't marry，
她不能结婚。
She wasn't even meant to come into contact with her family，
她甚至不允许和她的家人接触。
For 12 years，
你想想，12年呀。
This woman was excluded from the temple.
这个女人被排除在圣殿之外。
From her church.
从教会之外被排除。
From her community.
从她的社区里被排斥。
From her God.
甚至被神排斥。
She was the definition of what it means to be powerless.
她的生活可以定义为就是无能为力。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你怎么想。
But when I read this story about this woman.
当我读到这个血漏十二年的妇人的时候。
Who was bleeding for 12 years?
她血漏十二年。
It makes me very sad.
让我呢感觉到非常的悲哀。
Due to no fault of her own.
她自己没有任何的错误。
This woman finds herself marginalized.
这个女人呢，发现她被边缘化了。
And powerless.
完全的变得孤立，无能为力。
It seems very unfair.
对她来说，就是完全的是不公平的。
And yet there are millions of women and children.
然而呢，在这个世界上，有很多的几百万的男人和女人。
In this world today,
啊啊，在这个世界上
，that still experience this kind of powerlessness.
仍然经历着这种无能为力。
Women like Kabila,
就像可比拉一样
，a young woman of 3 in Sri Lanka.
她是一个啊，斯里兰卡的一个年轻的母亲。
Kabila, due to no fault of her own,
啊，她自己完全没有错误。
Was born into a poor Tamil family.
她生活在一个贫穷的塔米尔的家庭。
In rural Sri Lanka.
在啊斯里兰卡的农村。
Her rural community.
她的啊这个农村的啊社区。
Like most communities of Sri Lanka.
就像斯里兰卡大部分的农村社区一样。
Camilla's family had been very poor for many generations.
这卡米拉她的家庭呢，几代人都活在贫穷当中。
Civil war,
内战
persecution,
迫害
and then the Boxing Day tsunami,
and 这个海啸
made life even tougher for Kabila and her family.
使得啊，看可比拉还有他的家人的生活 变得越来越艰难。
Kabila desperately wants to know a better future.
她当然拼命地想创造美好的未来。
For her three children.
为她的三个孩子。
To educate them.
希望他们能够接受到好的教育。
But I'll let Kabila tell her own story.
我们下面呢，让科比拉呢用她自己的话来讲述她的故事。
In her own words.
就是按照她自己的话来。
Can we please play video one?
我们来放第一个。
My name is Kabila, and this is my story. I have three children. I would like to educate them and bring them up well. But I'm not in a position to do that. My mother was the same.She couldn't educate us all. She didn't think about our future in that way. We are in this situation today because of that. I don't want to do the same thing to my children. Even with our difficulties, I don't stop sending the children to school. I continue to send them. I have been chopping wood and selling it so I can pay for the books.I am really sad about it. With real difficulties, I am trying to educate my children. I have so many problems. There is no help from anyone.
What hope do mothers like Kabila have?
像啊，科米拉这样的母亲有什么样的未来呢？有什么样的盼望呢
？To give her children a better future.
她怎么能够给她的孩子一个美好的未来呢
？Kabila has a desire to see her life change.
科米拉能够渴望她的生活能够改变。
But she is powerless to do anything about her situation.
但是她对她的处境却无能为力。
Kabila's story is just one of millions of stories.
科比拉的故事呢，只是这个世界上数千百万的故事中的一个。
Around the world of mainly women and children，
在这个世界上很多的啊妇女还有儿童
，that live lives of hopelessness，
他们过着一种没有盼望的生活
，live lives of injustice，
没有啊公正
，lives of powerlessness，
一种无能为力的生活
，lives that reflect。The life of this woman in our passage today.
他们的生活正像今天啊这个故事中的雪露夫人的生活。
Lives of marginalization.
被边缘化。
Isolation.
被孤立。
Of complete powerlessness.
完全的无能为力。
Well, the story continues in Mark 5.
你知道啊，马可福音呢第五章继续来讲这个故事。
With this truly amazing encounter the woman has with the power of God.
我们知道，当这个女人与这个蛮有能力的耶稣相遇的时候
，That completely changes her life.
这样就完全的改变了她的生活。
She would have heard the stories about Jesus.
我想她应当是听过关于耶稣的故事。
So she decides to risk it all.
她决定冒一次险。
The ridicule.
不顾嘲笑。
Being shunned and persecuted.
她可能被嫌弃，被逼迫。
She pushes through the crowd.
但是她推开了人群。
And she reaches out and touches Jesus' cloak.
她伸出手去触摸耶稣的衣裳。
And we read she's immediately healed.
我们读到说她的病，她立刻就得了医治。
The bleeding stops completely.
她血漏的源头立刻就干了。
And she knows within her body.
她知道在她的身体里面。
That she is freed from her suffering.
他已经从痛苦中解脱出来。
And she tries to sneak away.
他决定呢，悄悄地离开。
All those years of pain.
这过去这么多年的痛苦。
Of isolation, of powerlessness.
无能为力。
Gone in an instant.
就在一瞬之间，完全的消失了。
What her doctors.
他的过去，他的医生。
What prayer.
他的祷告。
What religious ceremony couldn't do in 12 years.
在过去的十二年里，他的宗教仪式这些都没有办法帮助他。
Could be done in an instant.
但是， 在一瞬间就给他的医治。
Simply by touching the cloak of Jesus.
他只是单单的来触摸耶稣的衣裳。
The amazing power of God.
我们在这里看到神那种惊人的能力。
But what must have been the purest moment of joy?
但是啊，他那完全的那种喜乐。
Would have suddenly turned to fear and terror.
结果在一瞬间呢，又变成恐惧和害怕。
With Jesus saying these four simple words.
当耶稣说了这几个简单的词语的时候。
Who touched my clothes?
耶稣说：“谁摸了我的衣裳？”
Those words would have made this woman's blood turn cold.
这些话足以让这个女人的血液都完全的变冷。
She knows she shouldn't be there.
她知道她不应当在那里。
Let alone touch the clothes of a man.
更不用说来触摸一个男人。
Who was clearly sent by God.
她耶稣是从神那里她所差遣来的。
And has the power of God at his disposal.
他呢，耶稣有那么样的大伟大的能力。
The disciples tried to tell Jesus not to be ridiculous.
门徒呢，试图的告诉耶稣不要大惊小怪。
Look at the crowd.
你看这么多的人在拥挤你。
There are many people bumping you.
很多人在冲撞着你。
And I want to say.
我想说。
Jesus, hasn't this woman suffered enough?
我想说啊，耶稣啊，这个女人已经受苦受够了。
Just let her be.
就让她这样的走吧。
Just let her go.
就这样让她离开就行了。
But Jesus says it again.
但是耶稣再一次说。
Who touched me?
谁摸了我呢？
The woman comes back and throws herself at the mercy of Jesus.
这个女人又回来，把自己完全的匍匐在耶稣的跟前。
And she explains her story.
她把整个的实际的情况。告诉了他。
And what becomes clear to me,
对我来看来，
is Jesus is not done with her healing.
就看来耶稣对这个女人的医治还没有得到完全。
Yes, she is physically healed.
是的，她的身体得到了医治。
But he wants to restore her fully.
但是耶稣想完全的恢复她。
He is a woman who has been isolated and marginalized for the past 12 years.
这个女人在过去的十二年被孤立，被边缘化。
Told she was unclean.
人们说她是不洁净的。
Not even allowed to go to the part of the temple where foreigners were allowed.
她甚至连外国人能够进入的圣殿的外院，她都不能进去。
And what does Jesus say to her?
你说耶稣对她说什么呢？
Daughter, it is your faith that has healed you.
女儿，你的信救了你。
Daughter.It is your faith that has healed you.
女儿，就是你的信拯救了你。
Go in peace and be free from your suffering.
平平安地回去吧，你的灾病已经痊愈了。
Jesus doesn't just want to heal her physically.
耶稣不只想说在身体上来医治她。
Jesus wants to fully restore her.
耶稣想要恢复她完全的身份。
To go from being unclean.
从一个不洁净的人
to the daughter of the king,
使她成为真正的
国王
的女儿
her faith is also restored,
让她的信心也得到了恢复
What an amazing story of healing,
你在这里看到一个惊人的医治的故事
of empowerment,
能够赐予她能力
of restoring this woman's faith and dignity,
而且耶稣来恢复了这个女人的信仰和尊严
Today we still see the power of Jesus.
今天我们仍然在这个世界上看到耶稣的能力。
Active in the world amongst the downtrodden and marginalized.
耶稣的能力仍然活跃在那些被压迫、被边缘化的世界里。
Among the powerless.
在那些无能为力的人身上。
Earlier this year, I had the privilege.
今年早些时候呢，我有这个权有幸。
Of some of our Christian partners in Bangladesh.
去访问那些在孟加拉国的基督徒
And I saw the amazing transformation.
我看到了啊，这个惊人的改变
The love of God and the power of Jesus.
看到耶稣的神的爱还有耶稣的大能
is bringing to those communities.
给这些社区带来的改变
I visited villages.
我参观了农村
and child clubs.
而且那些俱乐部
in rural Bangladesh.
啊，遇到那些个啊，这个孟加拉的那些个啊，农村的地方。
And I met amazing women and children.
我看到了啊，那些许多令人惊叹的女人还有孩子。
I've been to Nepal and to Cambodia.
我后来去啊，柬埔寨还有啊，尼泊尔。
And I've seen God's power of transformation there as well.
我在那里也看到了神转变的故事。
Stories like Nanyana.
啊，这个另一个故事呢，就是尼亚娜的故事。
Can we please play the second clip?
我们来播放第二个视频。
I like to study, and when I am big, become a doctor. I would like to do that.My parents are struggling to educate us. I would like to study and help my parents one day. The children of this village should be able to grow without sickness or disease.
At Baptist World Aid, we believe that children like Nayana are key to overcoming poverty.Poverty that has gripped their communities for generations. But it also takes people who care. It takes you, because when you sponsor a child like Nayana, you give that child the ability to change their world.
You may have noticed that the mother of Nayana,
你能认出来吗？Nayana 她的母亲的面孔吗？
Is Kabila.
她的母亲就是可比拉。
The young mother I was talking about earlier.
就是我们刚才谈到的那个年轻的母亲。
Poor and uneducated.
贫穷，没有接受过教育。
Living in a village where generation after generation is entrenched in poverty.
世世代代都生活在贫穷里。
Persecuted and totally powerless to do anything about her situation.
受到迫害，但是对自己的状况完全是无能为力。
That was until our Christian partner came to her village.
直到我们啊的基督徒的同工来到他们的村庄。
Gave her help.
给了他们帮助。
Gave her a voice.
给他们谈心。
As well as sharing their motivation.
并且分享啊他们的啊爱。
The love and power of Jesus.
分享耶稣的爱和能力。
That video was shot 5 years ago now.
这个视频呢是五年前拍摄的。
And now Kabila's and Nayana's life has completely changed.
现在 Kabila 还有 Nayana 他们的生活完全改变了。
Her family now earns enough to live.
现在他们的家庭能够有足够的收入。
And Nayana goes to school.
Nayana 呢现在可以去上学读书。
Nayana is healthy and strong.
你说 Nayana 长得健康强壮。
And wants to study to be a doctor.
希望长大以后学习去做一个医生。
She also wants to support her parents when she is older.
她希望能够长大后呢，能够帮助她的父母。
You see, when you support a child like Nayana,
你看，当你支持一个像 Nayana 这样的孩子的时候
，You are not only helping her.
你不仅是帮助了她
，You are helping a whole community.
你是在帮助整个的社区
to be lifted out of poverty.
让他们有能力。摆脱贫穷。
When you support a child,
当你支持一个孩子的时候
you are breaking the cycle of poverty,
你就能打破这个贫穷的循环
of hopelessness,
这个打破这种无望
of powerlessness,
而无能的、啊、这个循环
That is the power of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的能力。
He has the ability to heal.
耶稣有能力医治
to restore and empower people like Kabila.
他能够啊，能够有能力来恢复像可比拉这样的人
，and Nayana her daughter，
而且能够帮助她的女儿
，to change their world，
能够改变他们的世界。
Don't you find God's power truly amazing？
你是不是觉得神的能力非常的惊人呢
？That God not only creates us and gives us life，
因此神不仅是创造了我们，也赐给我们生命。
That God not only sends His Son into this world to point us back to Him.
啊，他呢，让耶稣能够啊，指让耶稣不仅让他的儿子耶稣来到这世界，指引我们回到他的身边。
That Jesus would not only die for us.
耶稣不仅为我们而死。
so that we might be reconciled to the Father,
使我们可以与父神和好。
That God would not only raise him from the dead,
耶稣神不仅使耶稣从死亡中复活。
So that we might be restored to life,
也使我们能够恢复到神所赐给我们的完整的生命。
But now, if all that wasn't enough,
如果现在，如果这所有的这些还不够的话，
God invites us into His kingdom's work.
神啊，邀请我们参与他国度的事工。
His kingdom's work of healing,
他的国度的工作的医治的工作
，restoration
恢复的工作
，and empowering of the vulnerable and powerless,
并且赋予能力给那些弱势的群体，还有那些无能为力的人。
That is the power of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的能力。
Not only does he heal us,
耶稣不仅医治我们，
but he restores us,
他还能恢复我们，
and empowers us,
并且赐给我们能力，
to transform the lives of others,
来改变别人的生命。
Friends, I stand before you today,
啊，朋友们，今天啊，站在你们面前。
A very powerful, powerful man.
我是个非常强大、有强大、有能力的人。
You do not want to mess with me.
你不要轻易的惹我。
Of course, I'm only joking.
啊，我现在当然只是在开玩笑。
But in a global context,
但是在全球的范围内
I do have a lot going for me.
我确实有很多的事情可以做。
I'm male, I'm white, I'm wealthy, and I'm educated.
我是啊，男人，是个白人，富裕。而且呢，受过良好的教育。
And I live in this amazing country called Australia.
我生活在这个美好的国家，叫澳大利亚的国家里。
I'm the polar opposite of this bleeding woman in the story today.
我跟这个啊，是故事中的这个女人是完全相反的例子。
And women like Kabila.
好像可比拉这样的人。
And yet every decade or so.
但是每隔十年。
I get a small glimpse of what it's like to be powerless.
但是我都会经历到一些自己感觉到无能为力的状况。
And I have to say I do not like it.
我不得不说我不喜欢这。
I don't like it one bit.
我一点也不喜欢。
Imagine experience that powerlessness, that hopelessness for 12 years.
你可以想想啊，在那种无能为力的状况下，能够过着十几年的无望的生活。
Or imagine growing up in rural Sri Lanka.
或者你想想，能够在啊，在这个斯里兰卡的农村。
Or rural Nepal or rural Cambodia.
或者啊，这个尼泊尔的农村，或者是柬埔寨的农村。
And not having access to schooling.
没有办法得到学校的教育。
Or medical help.
啊，找不到医疗的帮助。
Or enough food.
也没有足够的食物。
Or even clean water.
甚至没有干净的水。
That is the situation for millions of people today.
但是这就是今天数百万人的状况。
Particularly for millions of women and children.
尤其是数百万的妇女和儿童。
God wants to use you to transform their lives.
神希望能够使用你来改变他们的生活。
To restore them, to empower them.
来恢复他们，来赐给他们能力。
So they can live lives as He intended for them.
让他们能过上神要他们过的生活。
Will you help one child?
你是不是今天要赞助一个孩子呢
？One family.
或者一个家庭。
One community today.
或者来帮助一个社区呢
？Let me lead us in prayer.
好，让我带领你们祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We thank you that we have the privilege of living in Australia.
我们谢谢你赐给我们这样特权，生活在澳洲。
You have given us so much.
你给予我们的实在是太多。
Lord God, we pray.
主神啊，我们祷告。
That we might reflect your generosity.
让我们能够反映你的慷慨。
To those who are desperately in need.
对那些个非常急切需要帮助的人。
We know Jesus.
我们知道耶稣。
That you seek out the marginalized.
你寻找那些个边缘化的人。
You seek out the powerless.
你寻找那些无能为力的人。
That you are a God of justice and righteousness.
因为你是公正和正义的神。
May we too seek those who need help.
但愿我们也寻找那些个真正需要帮助的人。
And may we reflect your justice and righteousness.
但愿从我们的生活中反映出你的公正和公义。
May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国度建立在地上，如同在天上一样。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
谢谢。
阿门。谢谢。Thank you.
Thank you.